Previously on Pitch.
And there you have it. For the first time in history, a woman has taken the mound in a Major League Baseball game.
Enjoy your moment, Miss Sun, because there's 29 pro teams as we speak figuring out that little trick pitch of yours. And when they do, I'll get my job back and you'll become the answer to a trivia question.
According to many sources, Ginny is a distraction.
Well, if I can keep my trap shut, there'll be no distraction. Jeez, guys, can we just go back to talking about how pretty the girl is?
Al is done. Choose an interim manager. I want it done by week's end.
They're gonna fire you.
I really ought to take the player's bus.
I gotta be one of the guys right now, Amelia.
Ginny, look in the mirror. You are never gonna be one of the guys.
Is Ginny getting us more attention, huh? Yeah, she is, man. Which sucks, because we're losing in front of sold-out crowds.
How about we start winning in front of sold-out crowds?
Maybe we all start working as hard as her.
Maybe we start acting like a team instead of a bunch of spoiled brats. And maybe I'll feel lucky that you guys are all I have.
Mike sits at a bar with Amelia. Now at a ball game.
Now this is big, Mark.
A player puts on batting gloves.
The question is whether Buck Garland is going to use a pinch hitter given what just happened last inning.
Yeah, tough position for a guy managing his first game, Dick. But he's going to let her hit.
Ginny walks out of the dugout with a bat in hand. The crowd applauds.
Come on, Jen.
Oh, my. So Buck is going to let Ginny Baker face the big right-hander Greg Mount. And you can feel the blood pressure spiking here at Petco.
It's a big enough challenge for the first woman in Major League Baseball to compete against men in the sport, but now things could get really ugly.
I bet Ginny didn't wake up this morning thinking she'd be right in the middle of a beanball war.
Be ready.
Right behind you.
Ginny stands at the plate, ready to hit.
Mountain into his windup.
Ginny stares at the ball. The pitcher throws.
Look out!
Fox presents Pitch, Beanball, read by Leilani Jones-Wilmore. Words appear 7 hours earlier. In a bedroom, a roving view passes over a woman's jacket and a lacy black bra on the floor. Amelia and Michael roll in the bed, making out. They both reach for their phones on the nightstands.
Ginny called.
Baker.
Amelia reads her phone. Wincing, Mike rises to sit on the edge of the bed. Later, Mike cooks breakfast in the kitchen. Amelia descends the stairs, buttoning her shirt.
Sorry, I don't have time to eat.
This is for me.
Oh.
I can whip something up for you.
I can. I'm slammed today. I got corporate sponsors coming to see Ginny pitch. Hey, I'm just confirming. We can.
Yeah, relax. I can say anything, although I don't know why. We're both single and consenting. Ginny's a big girl.
She still carries your rookie card and had your poster on her wall.
Really? She had me on her wall?
I'll see you around.
Yeah, you will.
In the ballpark parking garage, Buck spots a luxury sedan parked against a wall. An SUV pulls up behind him, and Frank rolls down a backseat window.
Morning, Buck.
Hey, good morning, boss.
I understand you spoke to Oscar.
Yep.
So how you feeling about all this?
Good.
Frank nods, staring at Buck.
You're a guy who lets his actions speak for him, aren't you, Buck?
Frank rolls up his window and the SUV drives off. Buck spots a sign reading M. Armstrong.
Yep.
In the locker room, players play a baseball video game.
Damn it. Yeah, touch them all.
Damn it. Ooh. You know, if you could hit like that in real life, you'd be an all-star.
Baker. Hey, for you, from Drake.
He gives her a bottle of champagne.
You're also invited to a party in New York for his new album.
He says he'll send the jet.
Flip gives her an envelope.
You guys open the card?
Yeah,
of course. She'll go out with rappers, but not ball players.
First of all, I'm not going out with Drake. I don't even know Drake. But I've met you guys, and I don't care if you're rappers or doctors, I'm never gonna go out with you.
A player behind Ginny laughs hysterically.
Wu Jin, you don't speak English.
You don't even know what she's saying.
Wu Jin points at Blip.
Hey, did you hear I might be getting off the DL today?
Same day we're playing against the guy who put you there.
You know what that means, right? Me coming off the disabled list?
One of us has to go back down.
One of us has to go back down.
Later, Mike gets a massage.
We'll nibble outside with Mercer.
Nothing but Scroogies and rainbows. He'll foul off a couple and then we'll bust him in the hands of that thing you call a fastball. Got it?
Yeah. Can we talk about Theo Falcone?
No.
Last time you guys played the Cardinals, he hit Tommy and broke his hand.
So?
So there's a code.
This isn't the game for payback.
I can do this. I want to do this.
A wiffle ball would hurt more than any pitch you throw.
So you're saying this fight needs to be settled between men?
You're exhausting. I'll see you out there. Nap time.
You sleep a lot, old man.
Out of my yard, rookie.
Jenny takes her hat and phone. A text message from Trevor appears. Come on, just one drink?
All right, cool.
She remembers sitting in a restaurant with Blip and Evelyn. San Antonio, Texas, 2014. A waiter brings her a beer.
From the man in the green shirt?
A handsome man at the bar eyes her.
Is that?
Yeah, the traveler's ketchup, Trevor or something.
Why is he sending a drink to Ginny? What's wrong with this?
Because you look happy, content, and satisfied. And he doesn't want to mess with this.
Blip motions to his face.
You should invite him over.
You know my code. I don't date. Oh, no, here he comes.
Trevor approaches their table.
Yeah, she doesn't date ballplayers.
Well, she struck me out 3 times tonight, so clearly I'm no ballplayer.
Mm-hmm. You trying to strike out a 4th time?
It's just a beer, not a date.
Ginny nods.
Then I'll say thank you. Called strike 3.
You're welcome.
Trevor backs away. He eyes Ginny as he returns to the bar.
Man, y'all are brutal.
He is fine, though.
Ginny gazes at Trevor. In the bullpen, Tommy throws a pitch.
Says no pain.
Velocity's good. Curve has a bite.
Yep. Boss is here today.
Okay.
And Max.
How do you know?
Saw a car.
Ownership's gathering. Could get the axe today.
Look, Al. You're my friend. And I don't steal another man's woman or his job. There's not a lot of teams that are looking for a 67-year-old coach. And if you're going to go anyways, I wouldn't mind having my day in the sun. If not for anything, just a tan.
Buck, I want you to know that if I get canned, nothing would make me happier than you getting the job. But this is my ball club, and I'm not ready to give it up. They're going to have to take it from me. And I don't plan to let them. Look at you. You don't tan anything.
Oscar approaches Al and Buck.
Tommy's ready to come off the DL.
Yeah, all right. I'm thinking Wu Jin should go down.
Agree.
I'll find his translator and let him know.
Oscar, telling the player he's being sent down is my job. I like to look a man in the eye. Good news or bad.
No, I'll handle this one. You got a lot on your plate today, Al. Speaking of which, we're not going to have a problem with the Cardinals, are we? Since Falcone threw a Tommy last time?
Not with Ginny pitching.
Okay, I'll handle Wu Jin.
Oscar walks off.
Yeah, I'm getting fired today.
In the clubhouse, Oscar walks with his assistant.
Frank wants to keep 4:30 open for Al, so I bumped the conference call with the Midwest scouts to tomorrow.
That's good.
Oscar, I'm sorry. I know Al got you your start here.
Find Wu Jin's translator for me.
Pac is out with the flu. Al didn't want him near the clubhouse.
Okay, we'll get him on the phone.
Poor Wu Jin.
Yes, poor Wu Jin, poor Al, poor me, poor everyone. What's that Clooney movie on the boat where everything goes wrong?
Ocean's 11?
No. Why would you think that? Oh, look who's here. What a surprise.
You didn't forget to have the talk with her, did you?
Of course not. Hi.
Oscar hugs a young girl.
Ginny's pitching today. It's Daniela's first time watching her pitch.
Hello, Daniela.
Hey, Rhonda. Where are we sitting?
Perfect storm.
On the field.
All I know is it makes me want to go to prison. They're my kind of inmates.
I'm pretty sure they put you in a prison with men, Lonnie.
Al, you watch Orange is the New Black.
Nah, I'm more History Channel guy. Here's my lineup. Look, Craw, protect my hitters today, huh? Falcone, he's crazy. He'd throw at Malala.
Hey, my guy needs to pitch inside. Cut him some slack.
Let me know if I wrote too small.
What's that supposed to mean?
What do you mean, what's that supposed to mean?
That you wrote it too small. Are you taking a shot at me about the last time?
No, I'm asking if I wrote the names too small because I know you don't have your glasses on. Now I can read them to you if you can't see.
You want a problem, Al? Otherwise, forget about it.
This guy, the last time he worked the plate, the strike zone was the size of a cocktail napkin. Before that, it was as wide as my fat ass.
Al, I am warning you.
Oh, you're warning me? Well, let me get in the sunlight so you can see me to warn me.
I've had it with your fat mouth.
You get out of here.
Good, you're out.
Good. That's the last thing I need is to be out here with you.
Get out.
Skip just got tossed.
Before the national anthem?
Al returns to the dugout.
What the hell just happened?
That was my last major league game and your first. That's what just happened.
Al walks past the players.
Go get them, guys.
On the pitcher's mound, Ginny picks up a rosin bag. She remembers picking up a bag at another game and finding a note written on it. Just one drink? She glances across the field and spots Trevor grinning at her. She smiles. Later, they sit together at a restaurant.
I think you did.
I think I did not.
Once you ordered food, this went from meeting for a drink
to now going on a date.
I plan on paying for my own food.
Okay, because you're a ball player and you gotta live by your code, right?
Yes. I'm a ball player who plays with men. Men who still look at me and see boobs and an ass and everything that goes with it. You have no idea what I deal with. Half the guys around me are misogynists who don't think a woman deserves a shot, and the other half are worse.
Worse? How's that?
Because they're good guys who just want to protect Orphan Annie. And I just want them to see me as a regular ball player.
What if I told you that I was, I was quitting the game?
You'd quit the game to date me?
No, I'm not quitting the game to date you. I'm quitting the game because I can't hit you. I mean, I can't run fast, hit for power, hit for anything, really. But I am smart. I could have gone to Cal Poly on a full academic scholarship. And I'm going. So I don't really want to spend the rest of my life playing in the minors.
You're just trying to get laid.
No, I'm trying to get into college and get a degree in business, maybe.
You switch hit. You have a cannon for an arm. I hear you're great with pitchers. Maybe you just need to work harder. Nut up.
Nut up.
Maybe.
I've worked on other stuff, Ginny.
Either you're born with it or you're not. And you are born with all of it.
They lock eyes. Trevor shrugs.
So how long?
I mean, we ain't gonna make the playoffs, so I would say like a month.
Can I get you guys anything else?
Just a check, please.
Okay. I will just leave this here. Whenever you're ready. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The waitress clears their plates. Ginny grins and slides the check to Trevor. Now in the parking lot, Ginny and Trevor make out against the side of a pickup truck.
No one can know. You swear?
Yeah, I swear.
Especially players.
Okay, I swear.
He kisses her again, then reaches for the door of the truck. Ginny pulls him back. Now, at the ball game, Ginny stares off thoughtfully. She tosses down the rosin bag.
Let's go, Jen.
Ginny Baker's 2-2 pitch to Ruiz. Swung on and missed. Struck him out. One away. But if you're just joining us, fans, before the game, Padres skipper Al Luongo was thrown out during the exchange of lineup cards.
Lou.
Have to put out a nice spread, Al, and get you a meatball sandwich.
No, I'm going to order in. I need a table for two set up right here. And a menu from Albert's.
You got it, Al.
Thanks, Murph.
Hey, guys. My oldest daughter, Daniela, do you mind if she sits with you? The answer should be we'd love it since I gave you the suite today.
Corporate sponsor. They're interested in Ginny, so she has to play well today.
Oh, okay. Here, sit up right here. Get a better view.
Who's that, Elsa?
No, okay, listen, I've got to do my thing. Just text me if you need anything, okay?
She's in great hands, don't worry.
Oh, you're a nice pitch, Ginny! Sit down, meat! A girl just punched you out!
Okay. Can't reach the translator? Well, what if Al or the media wants to talk to Wu Jin?
Well, he's hitting a .180 and can't seem to catch a fly ball, so actually no one really wants to talk to Wu Jin, except maybe his mother, and she speaks his language.
Okay, call UCSD, the linguistics department. Find someone, please.
Have you talked to Daniela yet?
I will.
Raise your head and don't. In the clubhouse, workers smooth the tablecloth. They lay out two place settings. A worker brings in a covered dish and sets it beside a champagne glass. One of them sets a champagne bottle on ice. Then they bring two chairs to the table. out. A worker removes the cover from the dish, revealing a plate of lobster tails.
Sanders hitting 285, 14 home runs. He has a chance to make his second All-Star game.
Get it started, Blip!
Blip dodges a close pitch.
Whoa!
And both benches are barking at each other because that almost hit Sanders.
What the hell? That was on purpose!
Now remember, Theo Falcone hit Tommy Miller. He broke his finger, remember, back in April.
It's got to be really killing the skipper, Al Luongo,
not being in the dugout for this.
Well done. But no open champagne in this clubhouse, Lou, unless we're pouring it over heads. Bad luck.
Savagnon, coming up.
Thanks, Murph.
And the Padres are letting Falcone hear all about it.
Talk, talk, talk. I guess we're just going to knock us down like milk bottles.
I got this.
Don't even think about it.
Blip makes a hit. The second baseman dives after the ball and misses. Blip high-fives the first base coach. Mike takes a bat and steps out of the dugout.
Worried they might throw at me if I try to hit one of them? Worried they might hurt the girl?
No.
You're no different.
Excuse me?
You're trying to protect me. You're no different than those who think I don't belong here.
There's other ways.
Ginny shakes her head.
Ball four. That puts runners on first and second for Mike Lawson.
Mike steps to the plate and readies his swing. The pitcher checks second base and throws.
High and deep. Left field. Lewis to the wall. It's gone. Touch them all. Oh, my.
Mike hits a home run and rounds the bases.
What happened?
Mike Lawson just homered.
Home run number 16 for Lawson.
Mike touches home and returns to the dugout where his teammates celebrate. He gives Ginny a look. In the clubhouse, an elegant older woman enters.
Well, well, well.
So glad you could make it, Maxie.
I thought you lived on pastrami and pork rinds.
Well, I wasn't in the mood for healthy. Please, sit down.
Maxine glances around the clubhouse.
You got thrown out before the game?
Should do it more often. We're up 4-1.
Yeah, sure.
Baker comes out for the fifth inning now with a 4-1 lead thanks to that Lawson home run. And she'll face the pitcher, Theo Falcone, to lead off the fifth inning. This should be interesting.
Jenny throws down the rosin bag and steps onto the mound. Falcone readies his swing. Ginny nods to Mike behind home plate, then throws.
And she hits Falcone.
The opposing pitcher throws down his bat.
That's a warning. That's a warning. That's a warning.
And home plate umpire Ken Crawford is warning both teams. The next pitcher to throw at someone gets tossed.
You're next, girlfriend.
I'm sorry?
Time.
Time out.
Mike jogs to the mound.
As for fastball, I threw fastball.
The way it works is you hit their pitcher.
They get to hit me. I know the code.
Here's a young woman, fans. A young woman and just her third start. The first woman in Major League Baseball. And if she thought she had a target on her before, wait till her next at bat. So we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Padres leading 4-1.
In the dugout, Mike takes off his catcher's gear. Ginny enters the dugout and walks to the cooler. She eyes Mike as she passes. She pours a cup of water and Blip approaches.
What are you doing?
He glares at her and walks off. Ginny sits on the bench beside Tommy, who eyes her and grins. In the executive suite.
It was an accident.
It wasn't an accident. She threw at the guy who threw at Blip and Tommy Miller. If she hit the other pitcher, she's daring him.
To do what?
Hit her back.
Hit her back.
Hey, how's it going?
Oscar.
She wants to pay Ginny millions of dollars to put her face on her ad so long as the speeding baseball doesn't break it first.
Well, I think it's too late for her to change sports.
I'm stopping this.
Elliot.
You're going to need a bigger press room because Ginny hitting someone is blowing up.
Yeah, already getting it ready. Listen, this is a little awkward, but I'm beyond desperate. Are you by chance Korean?
It's a second generation.
Do you speak Korean?
A little.
How much a little?
Hello and goodbye. Hello is 안녕하세요. Mm-hmm. And goodbye is 안녕히가세요. Okay. And eggplant, which is...
No, I do not need eggplant. Is that it?
Yeah. 안녕히 가세요.
How's the foundation doing?
Very well, thank you. And thank you for donating so much of your time.
Well, I lost Anna to breast cancer, so it wasn't a hard thing to get behind.
Yeah, I know.
He offers a wine bottle.
I'm good.
Oscar spies.
Al, I know why you called me down here, but I can't save your job. I'm sorry. I am very fond of you, whom I hire, but Frank Reed runs this team. Even though
he's a minority owner, he has been designated by the board to make all the decisions with regards to baseball. And he can do so without your approval or Stan's or Mr. Richardson. I know. I've been here for 11 years.
Yeah, and you're doing a good job. It's just not my call.
This isn't about me. This is about your investment.
How's that?
Just for 15 minutes. That's all I need. We'll send a car. We'll make it very, very easy.
Oscar.
Hold on 1 second. Sorry, the Korean consulate. I need an interpreter.
You're aware our manager got thrown out of the game and our pitcher just escalated a beanball war.
Yes, I am.
Oh, it's a shame it had to end like this for Al.
Does it, Frank?
I'm not doing this dance again. It's been decided.
Is that official?
Well, not yet, but it will be when I find Maxine Armstrong. Have you seen her?
No. Have you tried the luxury club?
Ooh.
Yes. Hi. Yeah. Hello? 안녕하세요?
Baker's been on our roster for 3 weeks. Now, in those 3 weeks, the second biggest story after her playing in a baseball game is my offending her by sticking my size 13s in my big mouth. Now, you know how it's going to look if Frank Reed fires me?
No, but I bet you're going to tell me.
It's going to look like the girl had me fired. It's going to look like that to the players. It's going to look like that to the fans and the talk radio and the Twitter people. They're all going to go crazy talking about how spoiled this girl is. That she came in and ruined everything just because her old fart manager said something stupid, which would be untrue and unfair to Baker, because she didn't. She's a good kid. She's contributed to this team, and I happen to like her. But it doesn't matter, because the haters, they're just going to call her coach killer, in addition to everything else they call her.
It would be a distraction, perhaps.
A distraction? This season, forget it, would be over. And it's a shame, because I still think we got a shot. Now, if you're smart, and you are, I mean, your big tech company has made so much money it can afford to buy this team, then you'll let me finish the season, and I'll retire. Then you can replace me if you still want me gone. And I suggest Buck Garland, smart man.
Maxine nods and grins.
You're no dummy yourself, are you, Al?
I have my moments. I mean, even a hog finds a pile of crap to roll around in once in a while.
Charming.
In the dugout, Ginny picks up a bat. Buck approaches her.
Look, an Avella's bat for you.
It's a fifth inning, Buck. I have two more innings at least. I feel fine.
You're out.
Quit treating me like a little girl. This isn't my first beanball game.
Let her throw another inning. She earned it.
All right. One more inning. This is your first beanball feud, isn't it?
Totally.
And it looks like the Cardinals manager is going to make a double switch here.
Oh, boy. Look who's coming in. The big boy. The mountain.
This AT&T call to the bullpen is for the fireballer, Greg Mount, to come in for starter Theo Falcone.
Ginny gives Mike a worried look.
Greg Mount will face Baker and then the top of the order here in the fifth inning.
The big right-hander started as the team's closer, but he lost the job after having problems getting the ball over the plate.
Mountain leads the league in hit batsmen.
Evelyn watches the monitor with a worried expression.
And the new catcher for the Cardinals, Davis, Mount's favorite battery mate, enters the game. He'll hit in the ninth spot.
Mount throws a hard warm-up pitch to his catcher. Lip steps close to Ginny.
You gotta get through this. For drink.
Yeah, who else is he gonna scare up for that party?
The question is whether Buck Garland is going to use a pinch hitter given what just happened last inning.
Yeah, tough position for a guy managing his first game, Dick. He's got the lefty Stubbs on the bench.
Ginny leaves the dugout with a bat in hand. The crowd rises to their feet. Mount prepares to pitch. Ginny remembers swinging a golf club at a driving range.
Wow. Not bad.
Not bad. It's called raking.
Trevor readies his swing.
Okay, let's get this.
Ginny steps behind him and takes his hips in her hands. Trevor grins.
What are you doing?
I'm giving you a little tip.
Okay.
Okay, when you bring the club back,
yeah.
Turn your hips.
All right.
Weight on your back foot.
You know, swinging a golf club is the last thing that I'm thinking about right now, right? Careful, though. Someone might be watching us. Hey, relax, relax. No one's watching us. And even if they are, who cares? I'm a private citizen.
Not yet, you're not.
I'm into you, Jenny.
I'm into you, Trevor.
No, but I want people to know about it. I want you to come to my games and sit in the stands, not your car.
No.
I want to show you off. I want people, when they look at us as a couple, to say, wow, that guy outpunted his coverage.
Trevor kisses Ginny, and they back into a golf bag.
Oh, no!
Nothing to see here, folks. We're all good. Just two regular people. Nothing to do with baseball whatsoever.
Ginny kisses him. Later, she sits in the stands as Trevor prepares to bat. He steps to the plate and readies his swing. The pitcher throws. Ginny claps as Trevor runs to first base. Wearing a wide smile, she gazes at him. He smiles back at her from the base. Another player takes Trevor's place, and Ginny's face falls. Trevor fist bumps the base coach and jogs back to the dugout. Now at the Padres game.
Oh, my. So Buck is going to let Ginny Baker face the big right-hander Greg Mount, and you can feel the blood pressure spiking here at Petco.
It's a big enough challenge for the first woman in Major League Baseball to compete against men in the sport, but now things could get really ugly.
Sorry, miss.
Lawson!
Be married.
Mike gives Buck a look and shrugs.
I bet Jenny didn't wake up this morning thinking she'd be right in the middle of a beanball war.
Be ready. Right behind you.
All right. Here we go.
Mount starts his windup.
Mountain into his windup.
Jenny dodges the close pitch.
Look out! Oh. That one almost took Crawford's head off.
Jenny steps away from the plate. The catcher throws a ball back to Mount. She returns to the plate and readies another swing. Mount throws a pitch away from Ginny. The catcher throws Mount another ball. Mike and Blip watch from the dugout. Mount throws another pitch away from Ginny.
Scared of hurting me?
You're back in the box.
Mom can't find the plate. He's certainly not afraid of Ginny Baker. He's hitting old for the summer.
Are you afraid of hurting me?
You're back in the box.
Got a little chirping going on down there at home plate between Davis and Baker.
You are.
I said get back in the damn box.
The catcher reveals himself as Trevor. Trevor lowers his mask, and Ginny steps to the plate. She remembers waiting outside a ballpark as Trevor's team loads onto a bus. He kisses her.
What are you doing?
What happened? Why'd they pull you up?
Oh, I got traded. To the Cardinals. Oh, Memphis, actually.
Their AAA team. Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
What about college?
Oh, it's gonna have to wait, right? I mean, I got an actual shot at the show now. Can you believe it?
Were you really gonna quit the game?
Yes, of course. I mean, I was surprised when I found out the Cardinals were scouting me, but...
Scouting you? So, if the Cardinals have been scouting you, then you've been thinking about sticking with baseball for a while.
Oh, well, Ginny...
You lied when you told me you wanted me to come to your last games.
Ginny, you're in Midland, okay? No one knows you're here.
What do you... They know about us. Soon everyone will.
Look, if I quit the game and we stay together, people would know I'm an ex-ball player, so I thought, hey, what's the big deal if you came to one of my games, right? Plus, you broke your rule already. What is your problem? Like, you're supposed to be happy for me, right?
You're right. I should be.
If we would have just stayed friends, if I wouldn't have broke... I'm an idiot.
Why are you getting so emotional? Come on. Not up. Ginny, come on. Like, I'm sorry. It's a joke. It was your joke. Come on.
They let you play, huh?
Shut up.
Here we go, Mark. 3-0 to Ginny Baker. Davis gives the sign. Mount into the windup. Kicks and fires. Outside ball four.
Hey, what's a girl got to do to get beamed, huh?
And Ginny Baker is walking toward the mound.
43, take your base, 43. I got this.
Sort of walk, keep walking.
Why are you being so emotional, Trevor? Nut up.
Nut up?
Huh?
Nut up. Ginny shoves him.
Yeah, come on. Hey, you two, shove him.
Tommy runs onto the field and tackles Trevor. Both teams pour out of their dugouts and brawl. Lip holds Ginny back.
Are you okay?
Come on, Lip, get in there!
I wasn't gonna hit her, Mike.
I swear. It's okay, Mom. This is no win for me. It's okay.
Come on, I got you. All right, let's go.
Buck and the opposing manager gently lock arms.
Come on, go and break your boys up. Get them over the first baseline, okay? 43 Padres, 45 Padres, you're out of here!
Trevor marches away. The fans watch in shock as the Padres return to their dugout. Tommy fist bumps Ginny. In an office, Frank watches on TV with other executives.
Max is here. Now we can get down to business.
Sorry I'm late.
No problem. Al deserved a last supper.
Gentlemen, could I have the room?
Two executives shrug. Ginny and Tommy leave the field together down the dugout tunnel. In Frank's office.
Come on, Frank. Al has won more games, more division titles than any manager in franchise history.
Excuse me, Max, but I don't recall you signing a World Series anywhere among Al's greatest hits.
There's a reason why baseball decisions are left to a league-approved control person. And I, for one, am glad that a man of your principles is at the helm.
You, for one? What, does everybody else hate the way I'm doing my job here?
No, of course not. Everyone is very pleased with your performance here.
Thank you.
It's more about how you're doing at Aerontech. I don't have to remind you that Aerontech Corporation spent the $700 million on the Padres and put you in charge of the club.
Then why are you reminding me?
Because if you were ousted as CEO of Aerontech, unfairly and unjustly made the scapegoat for the company's stagnant earnings of late, then within a few days you would also be out as the control person of the Padres.
Is there something that I should know about you and Al?
Careful, Frank.
Careful? Me? Careful?
Look, I'm not the one who's blaming you for the company's tough year any more than you're blaming Al for a 500 record. So I applaud your decision to stand behind him, and I think the other owners will do the same.
Maxine, I am never going to go along with this. And if you think I am, you're crazy.
Damn it, Frank.
And I could make this a very messy divorce.
Well, we are going to miss you around here.
Maxine stares down Frank, then paces away from his desk. She looks out a window.
Well, the fans sure got their money's worth today. Don't you think?
Oh, Al, I just wanted to come down and tell you to ignore those rumors flying around that your job might be in jeopardy. It's been settled.
Thanks. I appreciate that, Frank. Means a lot.
Al walks off, and Oscar jogs after him.
Al. Hey, look, I know we're not in a good place.
You have your job to do, and I have mine. And part of mine is telling Wu Jin he has to go back down.
Sure. Thing is, we don't have an interpreter.
Oh? Okay.
Yo! Wu Jin!
The player approaches.
Tamega, Timuro, Turo Unda. Kurasa, nan al paso. Roga yahe. Guwada edo e ogo. Ayonghi, keseyo.
Okay. 그때 뵙겠습니다.
Wu Jin bows. Al smiles and gives him a thumbs up.
Good kid.
Yeah.
People who underestimate me tend to be surprised. Man, I ate too much, Oscar. I gotta drop a deuce.
In the manager's office.
Don't make a big deal out of this. It wasn't exactly a fight between me and Lonnie. It was more like a slow dance. Although he did try to dip me.
Al enters.
Al, getting tossed before a game, that's a first for you.
Well, now it's off the bucket list. For your first major league win.
I won't open this up in here.
You better not. No, sit. Today the chair is yours. You earned it.
Thanks for taking care of us and letting us pillage your dad's suite.
Yeah, anytime.
Daniela steps off a cart and hugs Oscar.
Come here. Hi. Was that fun?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a surprise for you.
Oh, my God.
Hey, why don't you meet someone?
Hi, Daniela.
Hello.
Sorry about today. Kind of lost my temper. This role model thing's still new to me.
That's okay. I've been there.
All right, then. Can I get a picture with you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ginny kneels beside Daniela and snaps a photo with her phone.
Gee. I'll share that with your dad. Take care, Daniela.
Thanks.
Thank you. So cool.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, listen, before your mom comes, I want to talk to you about something. Okay, let's go somewhere quiet.
No.
Sweetie, this isn't the place.
You're not staying over tonight.
I don't think me sleeping in the guest room one time a week is such a good idea, you know? It's confusing.
Because you and Mom are going to make it official. You're getting a divorce.
Let's go somewhere else and talk, okay?
No, okay, not today. I don't want a good day to end like this. You're right, this isn't the place.
I don't care. You can't come down to the field and yell at me.
When it comes to protecting Ginny, I will yell at the Pope. She needs to make her money now. Who knows how long she's going to be up here?
Well, I like your chances of sticking around.
What's wrong?
Oh, it's my back.
Is there anything I can do?
You two have met?
Hey, yeah.
You scare the hell out of me.
You?
The mountain throws 98 miles an hour.
Please,
and
come
I'm
on.
I'm just saying, you could have mixed it up a little, you know, like got in there.
Oh, yeah, and got suspended for throwing a punch and fined 10 grand. I know that's just a handbag for you, but that's a lot of money to me.
Ginny, Mike, and Amelia walk down the hall and spot Trevor.
What's he doing here?
Old friend, I got this.
Mike bumps Trevor's shoulder as he walks off with Amelia. Ginny remembers tying her shoes in a locker room. Another player approaches her.
Just give me one night with you. I want to make it to the show, and one night with you could get me there. It worked for Trevor Davis.
Ooh!
One night with me won't fix that sorry-ass swing of yours, DC.
Now she faces Trevor.
Hey, I just wanted to say sorry.
Oh, forget about it. I lost my cool.
No, I meant how it ended in Texas. I didn't fully appreciate what you had to go through. Still, go through.
I'm glad you made it up here, Trevor. You worked hard. I gotta go.
Ginny, the reason why I wanted to actually speak to you is that, I got notifications that my passwords were changed.
So
I got hacked. Yeah, they gained access to, like, my bank information, credit card info, and pictures. Selfies that we took from the road.
You told me you deleted those.
Yeah, I did. But they were backed up.
Why didn't you tell me this a year ago?
Well, because I didn't know you'd be the most famous woman on the planet. And if you picked up my calls or answered a text message, I would have told you.
Trevor, if you shared those pictures with anyone.
I'll never go. What kind of guy do you think I am? Hey. A little advice from a former friend, all right? You can take it or leave it. But all this attention and celebrity, it's only going to get worse. The world is falling for you, and take it from a guy that knows. That doesn't just disappear. So you better find a friend and let him in. All right? Because all of this is way too much for one person. Even the most famous woman on the planet needs a golf partner.
I gotta go.
She walks off. Trevor stares after her. Ginny passes Mike.
Everything all right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Sorry I went rogue today.
No, you're not.
You're right, I'm not.
A worker wheels a laundry cart past.
Why were you talking to a guy we just got in a brawl with?
Like I said, old friends. We used to play against each other in Texas.
Huh. Must be some bad blood.
Just a healthy rivalry.
You're choosing your words carefully.
I am choosing my words carefully. Every choice I make, I have to think about. Any other damn pitcher on this team, you would have told him to knock Falcone on his ass.
Fair enough.
And don't tell me you wouldn't have.
Hey, I just said you were right, Baker. Jeez. 16 years I've been playing in this town. I've seen a lot of rookies come and go. Never met one like you.
Yeah, well.
And not because you're a girl. It's what you're doing. It's what you're having to take on. Kind of blow me away.
They share a look. Ginny grins.
Hey, you play golf?
Do I look like I play golf?
You look like a cousin from Duck Dynasty.
You love the beard.
I do not.
No, it's because you have a different image of me. Probably from all those posters you had hanging up on your bedroom wall.
Oh, I did not have posters of you hanging on my bedroom wall. Oh,
okay.
Awesome. Let's go on by.
I'm gonna call it early tonight, boys.
Damn, old man lost.
I know, right?
Tommy looks at Ginny.
I guess you could come.
Well, since you're begging me, Tommy.
Pick it up later.
Nothing to pick up.
She slings her backpack over her shoulder and walks off with her teammates. Mike lingers behind and mimes a golf swing. Hey, hey, hey. He nods to himself, impressed.